Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Greetings of grace. I'm Hella E. Michelia. I want to bless God for this opportunity that we have one more to bring the Word of God. The Bible says the entrance of the Word of God, it gives light. So wherever there's darkness, when the Word of the Lord comes, it shines there. And I'm trusting God that God is going to give you light today in the name of Jesus. You have a destiny. God has called you to do something. God has called you to affect your world. God has called you to fulfill an assignment on the earth. Your assignment is to find and to fulfill that purpose. My assignment is to walk with you. I'd like us to pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have. As we enter into your word this morning, speak to us, minister to us. Open our eyes that we may see your will, purpose, and intent, and that we will walk in it. In Jesus' mighty name. I've been talking about the decisions that champions make over the past few broadcasts. And I want to share another decision that champions make today. And that decision is that champions have accessible mentors. Champions have accessible mentors. Acts chapter 4 verse 13, I read the Amplified Bible. It says, "Now when they saw the boldness and unfettered eloquence of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and untrained in the schools, common men with no educational advantages, they marveled and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." When the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the teachers of the law saw the way that Peter and John spoke, when they saw the boldness with which they spoke, when they saw the eloquence with which they spoke, and they also knew that these men were just fishermen, and they knew that these men had not gone to a formal school, the Bible says immediately it occurred to them that they had been with Jesus. They looked like people who have been affected by the life of Jesus. Because if you remember, the Bible says Jesus spoke with authority. In fact, the Bible says the common folks then, they compared the teachings of Jesus and the teachings of the Pharisees. And the Bible says they looked at him. The Bible says he spoke as one that had authority. The meaning of that was that he was an authority on the subject. And so he spoke like one who knew what he was talking about. Not just like somebody who was trying to, you know, do something. So it was that same anointing, that same grace, that same capacity that Jesus expressed. That when Peter and John came and began to speak, the Pharisees saw that in the lives of these people. Bishop T.D. Jakes wrote in his book, Can You Stand to Be Blessed? He said, "Some of us are mentored through tapes, books, and relationships. However, there should always be a primary mentor who remains with you throughout your life." I am tired of people whose mentors are hundreds and thousands of miles away from them. They've probably never met these people, and they will never meet with them. I bless God for books. I bless God for media. I mean, people can listen, can watch people. But if you are going to be great, you are going to have an accessible mentor. You're going to need to have an accessible mentor. You cannot build your Christianity from afar. You know, because once you do not have somebody who is accessible, you are going to be living the opinions of people and never have the opportunity to ask these people questions. Never have the opportunity to have these people questions. In the book of Jeremiah, God was speaking, and the Bible says, God said to Jeremiah, "I want you to go to the potter's house, and there you will meet the potter who is doing a work on a wheel, and I'm going to speak to you when you get there." And the Bible says, and he got there and met him. And the Bible says, when he met him there, he found this potter walking on the pot. In other words, there was a direct contact between the potter and the pot that was being made. If you're going to be made, there has to be a direct contact between you and somebody who is mentoring you. There has to be accessibility. I believe that any man who is going to do a great job in mentoring you has to have a certain level of accessibility to you. All your mentors cannot be miles and thousands of miles away from where you are. You know, if somebody is going to mentor me, I do not mind learning and being taught by anybody. But I want you to train me. I need to be able to see you. I need to be able to hear you. I need to be able to, you know, synchronize with you. I need to be able to ask you questions. I need to be able to have opinions from you. But many of us have mentors that are not close enough for us to be able to relate to. Because you have mentors who write books but do not know the unique situation that you're going through. They preach messages, but they cannot give you counsel with specificity to the challenges that you have. They can make general statements, but there are times in your life you need people who can guide you step by step, precept upon precept, line upon line. These disciples were doing the unusual, doing the uncommon, breaking grounds because they had a mentor in Jesus who was with them in living life with them for 3.5 years. They ate with him, they traveled with him, they slept with him in the same house, they saw him when he was unhappy, they saw him when he rejoiced, they saw him when he healed the sick, they saw him when he prayed, they saw him when he taught. And there are certain things in life that cannot be taught, they must be caught. And if for you to be able to catch these things, you must be able to have somebody who is accessible to you. You will always turn out to be like the person who you spend the most time with. You will always turn out to be like the people you spend the most time with. There's an anointing that flows in personal contact that you cannot get through tapes or books. I mean, I have mentors that sometimes I have to fly to go see them. Sometimes I have to travel. Sometimes I have to wait for days to be able to meet with them. There is something about being in their presence. There's something about being in their presence that cannot be replicated by any other situation. There's something about being in their presence. I want you today, if you're going to succeed, you need a mentor that is accessible to you. And I'm sharing this with a burden for young people. Young people who want to learn, who want to move forward in their life and in their work, but they do not have mentors that are accessible to them. They do not have mentors who are accessible to them. If you do not have a mentor that is accessible to you, you may not, there are certain things that you're going to miss out. Elijah did not mentor Elisha from afar. He mentored him from a close range. Moses did not mentor Joshua from afar. He mentored him from a close. But Jesus did not mentor the 12 disciples from afar. No, they were in close proximity. When a man is mentored, the very life of the mentor moves into the life of the mentee. That is why you need to have an accessible mentor. I'm not talking about having a mentor. I'm saying have an accessible mentor. I want to share with you 4 reasons why you need an accessible mentor. Number one. Every mentor, every spiritual father is an overseer. Every mentor, every spiritual father is an overseer. So the Bible says they watch over your soul. So you need to understand that. So if you do, if you have somebody who is not accessible, there's no way he can be able to tell how you're doing. He cannot give a report of your life. The second reason why you need somebody who is accessible is because scripturally, the proof of sonship is through rebuke and correction. The Bible says, him whom the Father loves, he chastens and scourges. So when all of our mentors are people, you know, that are, you know, are not accessible to us, can't correct us, can't see what we are doing, we don't have anybody who is directly able to assess our work, people we can be accountable to, these people cannot correct us in the way they ought to correct us, because there is no proximity between us. They will just be exhorting us, but they will never be able to really correct us in a way. They can't hear what's happening to you sometimes. They don't know what's happening. They can't see the work that you're doing. You need a mentor that is accessible. Number 3 reason why you need a mentor that's accessible is that true mentoring is a relationship. Mentoring is actually a dynamic relationship. A dynamic relationship. You know, the Bible says Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. James 5 verse 17. God was trying to teach us, or God was trying to speak to us, that Elijah was a normal man with like us. When you have a relationship with a mentor, it's not just through the things he tells you that you're learning, but you go through the seasons of his own dysfunctions. You also go through the seasons of his own pain. You see him how he handles his failures. You see him how he handles his successes. And you too are encouraged, because when you go through times of failure, when you go through times of pain, you know that this man was also human like me. He went through these seasons, and so it is nothing unusual for me to also go through these seasons of challenges and seasons of pain. And you are only going to learn that when you have somebody who is accessible to you. Number 4, you need a mentor so that your mentor can hear you. So that your mentor can hear you. Real education is a dialogue. Real education is a dialogue. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 says, come, let us reason together. That is God making an offer. Come, let us reason together. Real education is a dialogue. Even God teaches us by dialogue. He teaches us by conversing with us. He teaches us by hearing. The Bible says, bring forth your strong reasons. Bring forth your case. Let's talk about this. So you need to learn in as you look for people who are going to mentor you, who are going to walk with you, who are going to bring you into the plans and the purposes of God for your life, you need to trust God that God is going to give you someone who is accessible, someone that you can sit under, someone that you can talk to, someone that can talk to you, can talk back to you directly, someone that can assess your life, someone that you can be accountable to, someone that you can always call, someone that can tell you to stop something or to do something. Until you get to that place of accountability, there's actually an education that you cannot have. There's an experience in mentoring that you're not going to be able to have. You need to have a mentor that is accessible to you and you're accessible to him. And the moment you have that, you are going to be able to relate with your experiences with that person and you're going to come into a place of grace. I want to bless God for the opportunity that we've had to share the word of God today. I believe God that these words are going to bring forth fruit in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Today is a day that the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. Go forward, make mighty progress, take territories. I will see you again in the next broadcast. God bless you.
Join Helady Michelia at Gateway Christian Center every Thursday by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 9 a.m. for a time of word, worship, and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Gateway Christian Center, experience life.